Sometime in November, this cornfield will be harvested as livestock feed. But right now, it's growing an even bigger cash crop.
You will just stay to the right here, see? Always touch the right wall.
I follow the kids.
These people have paid to get a little lost.
Right. We just go forward, keep going.
Okay, I think we take the right.
No, we can't take the right.
It's fun, but we have no idea what we're doing.
I agree.
Getting lost is so popular, each fall 100,000 people come to the Denver Botanic Gardens corn maze to do that.
You can make more off a corn maze than you can just growing the corn and selling it for feed or whatever.
Adam Lucas says growing a corn maze starts in the spring in an empty field. A consulting company, appropriately called The Maze, helps them create an inviting leafy labyrinth.
They mark it with blue dye when the corn's only about foot, not even a foot tall. It takes them about 4 to 6 hours to cut it out.
They keep the paths mowed all summer so they're clear and ready for tourists in the fall. On her 100-hectare farm, 20 minutes northwest of Denver, Rochelle Wegley says agritainment can also work on a family farm operation.
We've been farmers since 1911.
Wegley grew up on Anderson Farms. She says they started a corn maze in 1999. Today, it's one of the farm's biggest moneymakers, along with pumpkins and a few more attractions.
Tonight, I will be the haunted school teacher in Homeschooled, and I will be popping out of a corner yelling at people for their homework.
And then there are these gel balls filled with washable orange paint.
We're here for the first time to shoot zombies with paintballs. We've never been paintballing before or zombie shooting. This is going to be kick.
They drive through a cornfield. There's a zombie. They shoot their paintball guns. There's another zombie and another. After 15 minutes, the guns are empty and one of the zombies reveals his true identity. It was 17 years ago that the maize company created its first corn maze in Utah. This year, it helped more than 260 farms around the world do the same, a sure sign that this kind of agritainment is a growing enterprise. For VOA News, I'm Shelley Schlender near Denver, Colorado.